From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today, on Wednesday, 15th January 2025. Well, I hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness, including to your family. Well, how are you today? I hope that all of you are fine, and also today that when you are doing your own daily activities, you are able to fully consider that it is very well, and you can also make it as well as possible, make it as better improvement as you can plan before. It means that every day you must have better progress of your capabilities or even skills that would like to make your life better than before. With me on the Faisal, I would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, full of information, full of update information, and even our social culture, compile as our feature, will also accompany you for 6 hours ahead, including to our Indonesian songs that also would like to entertain you with me, Ahmad Faisal. So don't go anywhere, just keep on watching and listening us, and as the first song that would like to accompany you, we have already said here, song from Indonesia, Kita Indonesia Sesungguhnya.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Jangan pernah terpecah.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling which starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses, there are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that you like Indonesian music. So now we have such a segment here. It is also related to Indonesian music that would like to entertain you. Here is the segment of Indonesian music, Indonesian, what we call Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Hidup tiada lara.
kesedihan ku petik untuknya.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, this is the time for me to share about the quote of the day. Yes, it is from Buya Hamka. Buya Hamka, born as Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, was an influential Indonesian Islamic scholar, also as a writer and philosopher renowned for his work on religion, literature, and social issues. One of his very popular quote is, "If you work just for the sake of it, monkeys work too." Once again, if you work just for the sake of it, monkeys work too. Buya Hamka is also as a national hero, and he served as the first chairman of the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, and also left a lasting legacy through his books, including the celebrated novel Tenggelamnya Kapal Van der Wijk. Well, that's quote of the day, and hopefully you still keep keep the spirit also, and feel also enjoyable doing your daily activities.
Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, it is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, talking about the weather forecast. Yes, it is now the time for me to share about Indonesian broadband forecast here. For today, it is from Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency for today's edition. We start from some cities in Indonesia. Some city from Serang. Serang is forecast cloudy with temperature 32 degrees Celsius. What about Sorong? Sorong is also forecast cloudy with temperature 28 degrees Celsius. Next, we come to Tanjung Selor. The city is forecast 26 degrees Celsius. It is cloudy. And what about Bandung? Bandung is forecast also cloudy with temperature 28 degrees Celsius. What about Bengkulu? Bengkulu is also forecast sunny with temperature 32 degrees Celsius. And what about Jambi? Jambi also is also forecast rainy with temperature 28 degrees Celsius. What about Jaya Wijaya? The city is forecast sunny with temperature 24 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Makassar. Makassar is forecast cloudy with temperature 30 degrees Celsius. Last is from Manado. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 26 degrees Celsius. Well, that's about the weather forecast from Indonesian cities. Now, don't go anywhere because we have also another interesting segment that would like to entertain you. Now, we are going to entertain you with our next song. The song is from Savage Garden with title I Knew I Love You. Enjoy the song.
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji, Api ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just paring dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cars. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cars for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When dressing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understands custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalingahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can speak Javanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi Dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam wants. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yes, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
you,
itu
jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda. After 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepuh, lurah or sub district head, Wedono, Rio, region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is Punokawan. Punokawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough.
Nah, iya.
Not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich, or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ya, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or sherpa, but and ketoprak or Japanese history based play. But also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Tritis with kilometer 9.7 close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, Public Relations Officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur, gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
only in Indonesia.
Tabuik is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuik aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the Tabuik, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuik also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, usaha yang terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal, seribu langkah kakiku. Berhenti sejenak, beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga rasa apa nanti tak harus robotik kau sudah jadinya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona,
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here is the newsline. Investments in automotive industry rises up 43% in 5 years. Low cost food supply and prices stabilization rise is for regions with high prices. Now the news in detail. The Malaysian Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming has informed that investments in the automotive industry have recorded a 43% rise overall in the last 5 years. Director of Investment Deregulation at the Ministry, Dendi Apriandi, pointed out that as September 2024, his ministry recorded investment of 31.7 trillion, up 43% from 11.04 trillion in 2019. The National Food Agency or Bapanas has said that the distribution of low-cost rice under the Food Supply and Price Stabilization (FSP) program will focus on regions where medium rice prices are above the retail price ceiling. Deputy of Food Availability and Stabilization of Bapanas, I Gusti Ketut Astawa, pointed out that in regions regarded as red regions, such as Maluku.